I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Braun Strowman is a WWE superstar, a monster among men, the number one ranked pro wrestler in the power rankings on ESPN.com. Going to be in Memphis next week for Raw at FedEx Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. He joins us now. Braun, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Just trying to warm up. It's actually cold here in Florida this morning, so a little shocker than normal, just out running my errands before I head back out on the road and go do what I love to do.
I have to tell you just up front, I've been a wrestling fan for a long time, been to many wrestling events. I think you are the largest human I've ever seen in person, like by far. Largest, and you're agile. You're sneakily agile, I think, too, is the surprising part.
Yeah, I got a couple little tricks set up my sleeve and stuff like that, and like to do the old shock and awe factor of making people go ooh and ah because they've never seen anyone my size do the things that I do.
Have you always just been a massive human being, like big for your age? Has that always just been the story of your life?
Yeah, I graduated high school at 17 years old. I was 6'5" and 305 pounds.
Wow.
Good grief.
And what are you now, 6'8", 300 or more?
Right now I'm 6'8" and walking around about 370.
I shorted you about 70 pounds. I apologize. That's a lot to work with there. So last week on Raw, Braun, or this week on Raw, I should say, you started trending on Twitter when you told Heath Slater to get in the ring and get these hands like your partner. He did not obviously have much interest in doing that, but the WWE Universe went crazy with it, started trending on Twitter. Does it ever surprise you, Braun, what kind of randomly sticks with fans?
Yeah, it blows my mind a lot of times because I don't think about the stuff that I say half the time. Most of the stuff that comes out of my mouth is just random garbage, and for some odd reason, I'll hit one that strikes a nerve with everyone every once in a while, like I did this past Monday, and who knows what's going to happen now. I'm petitioning for a Get These Hands T-shirt.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only – it should be a matter of time, right?
I hope so.
I'm getting one. What's the best part of being Braun Strowman?
Man, probably the best part of being Braun Strowman is for me in real life is almost 180 of what Braun Strowman is. It's like I'm pretty easygoing, fun, want to have fun, loving guy and stuff like that in real life. But so I like being able to play this mean monster and this and that, and I think that I've done a pretty good job of figuring out what the people like in Braun Strowman and giving it to them and stuff. And so that's what's been so fun with all of it is the trial and error process of throwing stuff at the wall, you know, and seeing what sticks. And I think we're getting there.
What's the hardest part of being Braun Strowman?
Just the day-to-day life of going anywhere. Like I've always been the center of attention when I walk into a establishment, a business, whatever. But now with having a face to go with my larger-than-life stature, it's pretty crazy. Like, I was just at Waffle House eating breakfast, and I had, like, 10 people come up to take pictures and stuff as I was leaving Waffle House. So that's probably the hardest thing about being Braun Strowman is blending in and, per se, being normal.
I feel like it is impossible for you to blend in anywhere you go. Like, it's impossible. You can't. You're too big.
It's pretty much, just deal with it. Like, I don't go to malls and stuff like that anymore just because it's so hard. Like, if a normal 30-minute trip to the mall is a two-hour ordeal for me.
Wow.
Every time I walk through and everything stops me and stuff.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, because now that the WWE has exploded the way that it has, I mean, maybe 25, 30 years ago, it wouldn't have been this way. But now the WWE has grown so popular. I mean, for you, like, you got to be, if you're out in public, you got to be Braun Strowman all the time, right? Like that must be a little bit overwhelming.
I do and I don't, per se. With a lot of the adult fans, I'll be more brawnish because, one, I can kind of shoo them off and, like, they can't really get mad at me for kind of being grouchy towards them. But, like, when it comes to the kids and stuff like that, I always have time for the kids. I mean, that's my favorite part about being a WWE superstar is the influence that we get to do with the little ones, man. Like, just seeing their faces walking around the arena now that, per se, I'm more liked in the crowd and almost a good guy. Just on my way out of the ring, high-fiving the kids and stuff like that, just the looks on their face. I mean,
yeah,
it's really, really special because, I mean, there's so many opportunities to, like, to open the kids' eyes and show them a window of things that they're not used to seeing. And just that little split second where I stop on my time just to give them a handshake or a high five, like, that, in my opinion, leaves a lasting impression.
Yep. 'Cause
I remember meeting people that I idolized as a kid and getting a fist bump from them and just being over the moon for weeks and months talking about it, telling everyone that I got a fist bump and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, man, that's really what all this is, the best part about all this.
No doubt. It means the world to them, Braun. They remember it for the rest of your life. You got those experiences, and I've got them too. I think it's a great thing you do. Correct me if I'm wrong. A little more than 10 years ago, you were at the NFL Scouting Combine. You were participating in it. How close did you come, that NFL route? How'd that combine go for you?
I did really, really well at the combine. They do a grading scale of like a 1 to 10, and NFL league minimum standards is like an 8.0 on the grading scale of all the agility and strength and speed tests and stuff like that. I scored a 9.3 out of 10.
Wow!
On all my drills with NFL combine and stuff, and I had some looks from arena teams and stuff like that, but I couldn't get an NFL team to take a shot on me because I didn't have college experience and stuff. I didn't apply myself academically as much as I should have when I was younger, and I look back on those times and I regret them and stuff like that because you never know what could have been, but at the same time I might not be where I am today, so everything in life pans out for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know, things happen for a reason. But the combine stuff, I love playing football. I had such a huge passion for football, and 2007 was the year I did the combine, and that's the year Jake Long went as the number one draft pick of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
As an offensive lineman. I outperformed him at the combine, so it kind of left a little bitter taste in my mouth towards the football aspect of. And, I mean, it's like I can't hold it against them. I get it. They didn't know what I was capable of because they didn't have the college game tape and stuff like that, and it's a big gamble, you know, to
right.
invest in a guy and stuff. Well, WWE took a shot with me and
there you go.
Put me in the deep pool, and, well, NFL missed an opportunity.
Damn right. They did.
When did it become
wow.
a possibility, a career avenue for you, Braun, to get into professional wrestling? Because I gather you don't come from a long line of pro wrestlers. You know, you see a lot of third, fourth, fifth generation superstars. You're not one of them. So when did it become apparent to you that pro wrestling was an avenue that you could pursue for your life?
You know, it kind of fell into my lap, to be honest. I was competing in World's Strongest Man, traveling around the world, picking giant rocks up and pulling airplanes and doing all that crazy stuff. And I was in Los Angeles in 2012 in World's Strongest Man, and Canyon Seaman and Mark Henry were there doing some recruiting, and we exchanged information. What kid didn't grow up wanting to be a professional wrestler or WWE superstar, you know? Mm-hmm. So in the back of my mind, I was like, wow, because I never knew, like, growing up, how to get involved in this stuff. I grew up in a town with, we didn't have a stoplight in the town that I grew up in. I graduated with 100 people in my high school. So, like, I didn't have internet or cable in my house until I was going to college, and we lived so far out off the beaten path. So, yeah, I didn't know how to get involved in any of this stuff, so I kind of got lucky with it. It basically fell into my lap. They saw me there, and I'm a big, burly SOB, and they said, let's see what this guy can do. So they brought me down for like a tryout in Tampa at FCW, just a couple days down there, moving around, cutting some promos, just talking, getting to know. I think they were just playing me out to see what kind of personality and stuff that I had. And I wanted to do one more contest. I wanted to compete in the Arnold Classic again in 2013. So a bunch of the people from WWE came to that event to watch me at that. And it didn't go quite as well as I planned. I tore my bicep on the second event, trying to load a 555-pound Atlas stone.
Good gosh.
That is insane.
And that's quite, my last contest didn't go quite as well as I'd hoped, but I knew that leading up after that I was making a huge dramatic step in the plus in the life of Adam Scherer, per se, that lo and behold led us to here and what we have with Braun Strowman now.
True or false, Braun, your father was the best slow pitch softball player to ever walk this earth?
He's been named by a few of his peers, and USSSA named him the player of the decade for the 80s and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of people say he's one of the best to ever play the game.
How big was softball where you're from? How big is it? He was the crusher,
well,
right?
So my sister and I are the only ones in my entire family born out of the state of Wisconsin. We were both born in North Carolina because that's what drew my dad to North Carolina was softball and stuff to play for Howard's Furniture in Denver, North Carolina, which they were the best team in the world for, I don't know, at least a decade. I can remember just the store had thousands of trophies hanging up everywhere, just piles and boxes of trophies. These guys would literally play 190 games in a season and win 187 of them.
Good Lord.
Stuff like that. Yeah, beating teams like 60-5 and stuff like that. It was the little bit of vague memory I have of my dad playing softball are really, really special because it was something to see.
We are, of course, talking to Braun Strowman, WWE superstar, going to be in town next Monday for Raw at FedEx Forum. Make sure you get your tickets. Always an amazing show. So, Braun, I was watching live earlier this year when you beat the bloody hell out of Roman Reigns and flipped him over in an ambulance, and I love that segment so much because it reminded me of the Attitude Era in so many ways. Besides the ambulance, though, what is the heaviest thing you have successfully lifted?
The heaviest thing I've successfully lifted, I deadlifted 1,055 pounds in training before leading up to the Arnold Classic. That's
what?
One of my probably my biggest lift that I've ever done on like a conventional lift per se. I've done a lot of car deadlifts where they roll like a car on basically a frame and that has handles on it, and then you pick up the old back end of the car and stuff. And then I cleaned and pressed 445 pounds over my head.
Good Lord.
I've done some pretty crazy stuff. Like even now, like thinking back on the things that I was doing when I was competing in the strength world, like still like, it's almost the same effect I get when I do a crazy spot and stuff at an event. Now I take a step back and go, "Wow, how did you just do that?"
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat, like being able to still even shock and awe myself, much less the WWE universe.
What's the worst you've ever heard a man pre-wrestling days? And maybe you didn't, Braun, but if you had, and you can talk about it. What's the worst you ever heard a man before wrestling? Because I get the feeling you've broke a few men.
I bounced and did security a long time, and I've had a few nights that got pretty rough where some guys had to get these hands, and that's all I need to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got you.
And then last thing, Braun, your career is obviously just getting started. I think it's pretty obvious that the WWE has massive plans for you, your main event in Royal Rumble. You're going to be in that mixed match challenge later this month with Alexa Bliss. During your rise, though, has there been a moment where you had to just stop and be like, damn, I was bouncing, I had a chance at the combine, I outperformed Jake Long, but here I am, this is amazing. Has there been that
Seriously.
Kind of moment for you?
I literally have those type of moments almost on a weekly basis, man. This whole thing has snowballed out of control in such a good way for me that I have to literally on a weekly basis just stop myself and go, wow. Like, wow, look what you've been able to do in such a short period of time. And, like, I really, really, like, am proud of myself, like, of my work ethic and stuff like that, just because I want to be the best. I want to main event everything. I want to be the top guy. I want to be everything. I wanted people to think WWE. I wanted to think Braun Strowman. And that's just my outlook on everything that I've done in life, that I want to be the best. And if I can be the best, that means I'm doing what I love to do, and that's competing and stuff like that. So you know, taking a step back a lot. Like, just over the holidays, I was visiting home in North Carolina and got to meet one of my buddy's sons who's 8 years old already, and I've never met him before just because our lives took paths that led us in different directions, and I'm all over the world now. And to see this kid and him walk up to me and just so bright-eyed, and he's so in awe to get to meet me because his dad is friends with me, and we grew up, and we've been friends for 25 years, me and his dad and stuff. And just to see that reaction on his face and know that all he wanted for Christmas was 2K18 so he could play with me. He wanted my action figures and stuff. Like, it's really, really humbling.
Yeah.
So it's surreal, man. It really is surreal how many people's lives I've been able to touch around the world, and I'm only getting started.
Absolutely, man. You're on your way again. Catch Braun Strowman in Memphis next Monday, Raw at FedEx Forum. I will be there. Braun, man, it was a pleasure to talk to you,
pleasure,
man. Thanks
sir.
For the time.
Thank you, Braun.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on your show.
Yep.
It was a pleasure.
He is Braun Strowman, the strongest man in history.
All right.
I thought he was 6'8", 300. He's 6'8", 370, and the most he's ever deadlifted is 1,055 pounds. I can maybe deadlift 10% of that.
Don't forget he outperformed Jake Long at the 2007 Combine. NFL Combine, John.
I like guys who have stories like that.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me a lot of your story.
Does it? Does it really?
Yeah, because, you know, you built houses. You know, you were a security guard.
That's right.
Probably not as imposing as Braun.
Nah.
You were more like 5'9", 120.
5'11", 3/4", fool.
And you had on your little Imperial security jacket.
It was a uniform, John.
And it had
bars on it.
And you had your notepad, didn't you?
Had a notepad and a flashlight.
And you took those notes so diligently at the end of the
night. But look at me now.
But look at you now, man. Look at Braun Strowman now. Not totally dissimilar.
On top, wouldn't you say?
He's main eventing Royal Rumble, and you got the midday slot on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's go, baby!
Your sports station in Memphis. All right, we're going to come back. Get your tickets for that show, man. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. Next Monday, National Championship Night. So make sure you DVR that. Get down to FedEx Forum for Raw. Bruce Pearl will join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.